Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right,
right
now.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at @BackseatZach or at @BackseatJack.
Ah, that is on Twitter, @BackseatZach and James Troiano. James, T-R-O-I-A-N-O.
Yeah, can we get that updated, please?
We can. What the problem is we don't pay our imaging girl, so we kind of have to be patient with her, with the amount of time that she takes.
Why don't you just get back to us? Adam's wife in here? She'll do it.
We could do that. We could also do that. This is the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati. He's James Troiano. Adam Tully is dapperly dressed out somewhere in the upscale parts of Atlanta, enjoying a in-law family graduation celebration. So he'll be joining us momentarily.
He's doing Adam Tully-like things tonight. You know, going out, having a night on the town.
Yeah,
going to these high-class places. You guys like you and I.
No. That's not how we spend our Sundays.
It's not us.
For Adam, you know. Sunday is when sexy time happens.
Sunday,
but for us,
Adam
it's laying around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And
well, and I laid around yesterday afternoon for a little while and watched the Champions League final, which for 80 minutes, I'm not even going to lie, I almost fell asleep.
Mm.
And then got really, really interesting in the last 40, and that includes the extra time. You know, I mean, the Champions League and UEFA soccer in general has gotten to the point where people are really watching this stuff, and it's awesome that it's on Fox now. It's on one of our big networks. People are watching this on the weekend like it's any other big sporting event, and came to a thrilling conclusion with Chelsea being the kings of Europe. And just to explain real quick what that does to a team in England, they get knocked out of participating in next year's tournament, Tottenham, right?
Yeah.
They finished fourth, and that usually qualifies you for next year's Champions League tournament, but the defending champion automatically qualifies. That's a $34 million loss for Tottenham?
Yes.
It's really, what I compare it to is like getting knocked out of a BCS bowl because two teams from your conference are already in one, you miss that big payout. So
yeah.
That was definitely a thrilling ending. Chelsea now, champions of Europe. And moving toward the summer, like later on in the summer, we will definitely be jumping full speed, nose first, into the Euro tournament when that starts in a few weeks in early June. But right now, the NBA playoffs, you know, they went really chalk in the first round, and we really didn't have any upsets. And now, Indiana has put Miami in a tough spot, and Miami grinded one out today, and it's 2-2 going back to South Beach. But is Indiana up to the task in these next three games?
Yeah, they're up to the task. Yeah. They could beat Miami. The problem, Miami played nice today.
Mm-hmm. Second half especially.
Played good, I should say.
Yeah.
And they got a lot from LeBron. And
yeah,
they got a lot.
40
points. They got a lot from somebody who hasn't done anything in the series to date. And that's mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade as mm-hmm. well. And the concerning thing for Miami, and this was a good win because it was on the road.
Right.
They had to get 30-plus from Dwayne Wade
and LeBron.
And LeBron had an all-time type game.
Mm-hmm.
He almost had a triple-double.
Yeah. He was, what, an assist?
I think it was, he was an assist away. He had nine assists.
Yeah.
And like 17 rebounds. The issue I would still, if I was a Miami fan, the thing that I wouldn't be comfortable with is expecting that kind of game out of Dwayne Wade night in and night out in the playoffs. And if that's what it's going to take for this team to actually win a championship, I don't think they're going to get that. And I think that they know it.
Right.
And this was one of those games, you know, I think that there was a lot of nutty stuff going on after the last game with the whole, you know, how are they going to blow the team up this offseason? The I look, I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm not an NBA GM.
Yeah, but you have to wait until it's actually over for them, but, you know, title or not.
I will say this about that. If I'm getting rid of one player on that team, it's Dwayne Wade.
Really?
Yeah, and I know, and I don't think it's going to get blown up because I think that's what they would have to do, and they know they would have to do that. Right now, Dwayne Wade isn't,
he's not being the Flash.
He's more like a detriment to what LeBron is trying to do than he is a co-star, just a generator of spectacular things for the Heat. It looks to me like when I watch the Heat in these playoffs, and I guess now looking back, probably a lot in the regular season, it just looks to me like LeBron just wants to be like, get out of my way. I'm trying to do things. Right. And I have to give you the ball sometimes, and you're not that good with it. So,
well, Dwayne's already got himself a golden popcorn bucket that he's won back in, what was that, 05 or something? Yeah, so I'm not sure if he's playing with the same sense of urgency.
Well, Shaq will get you one or two of those.
Well, he tried to do that in Cleveland for LeBron. Didn't work out. A little old. That was pretty much the last hurrah for Shaq when he won the title with D. Wade in Miami. But
yeah, well, that was a nice hurrah.
It was. But what did he say when he went to Cleveland? Time to get the King a ring. Didn't really work out like that. Well, I believe they got knocked out by them. I think that was the year they got knocked out by the Magic in the semifinals.
I don't think Shaq even like did it. I don't think he even
believed that himself.
Like, played a minute that regular season. I think he signed his contract and was like, yeah, I'm hurt. And he came back like 3 days before the playoffs started and was like, I feel good now. Playoff time. And then like they were bad. But what do you think? I mean, I think that that's like a fair assessment of the situation. Yeah. I don't think that you can look at this and just be like, yeah, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, it's working, man.
No,
it is working.
I know. And I may have just been joking when I said Dwayne's already got himself a trophy, so that means he's not playing with the same sense of urgency, but that is the way it looks. You know, like LeBron, for all the LeBron haters and everything they've ever said and leaving Cleveland and anything that someone doesn't like about LeBron, no one can doubt that he actually wants to win in his heart and that he's actually a premier competitor and that it's not just for the money or for the glory. He wants to win, and you can tell. And I watched his post-game conference today. He didn't even look happy, because I think on his face what I saw was, we had to work that hard and it's just 2-2.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Reporters were asking him questions and he wasn't even smiling. And, you know, look, like a lot of times when a guy wins a big game, he's in a good mood, right?
Look, it's like this. The other night when Kobe and the Lakers won that first game back in LA,
right?
They interviewed Kobe after the game and he just looked like he was at a loss for how they just won that game and how they were going to do it again today.
Yeah.
Which they didn't.
Right. Last night.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. How they were going to do it again the next day.
Right. They didn't. And you have that, there's that sense about the Heat that they don't know how do you get back in the locker room and go, yeah, guys,
right,
we need another one of those.
You see,
we need to do that again, because they didn't do any, they didn't, it wasn't like, wow, the Heat are running some nice plays. They're out. They're just out finagling the Pacers to a game. LeBron was basically like, yeah, I'm going to win this game by ourselves. And then Dwayne Wade found it somehow in the second half and was like, yeah, I can help you today.
Well, and it's not just that. It's the fact that when you're the Heat, and really when you're any team that has that kind of expectations, how are you supposed to go back in there and feel good about yourself? This is the quarterfinals. They're only halfway through. Half.
I think, truly,
6 wins is halfway through what you have to.
It's good that they're 2-2, because a lot of people thought this was going to be a dogfight with Bosch. And without it,
they're
severely undermanned.
And we said earlier off the air that Roy Hibbert is really one of the most underrated players in the NBA. And so like you just said, Bosch was already going to be challenged by him if Bosch had been in the game. And it's one thing to lose your big man, and not just any big man, an all-star. And a great one. It's one thing to lose him if you don't have like a great center on the other end of the court in the series, and it's another to lose that guy when now Joel Anthony is being asked to not get eaten alive by Roy Hibbert.
That's
unfair to ask.
You're right. Well, I think that the Heat know how they can win these games, and it's just to be severely athletic from the four, whatever LeBron's playing, mm-hmm. and Dwayne Wade's position, the two, because they don't win the matchup anywhere else. They don't win it at the five.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, Darren Collison just killed Mario Chalmers today.
Mm-hmm.
And Chalmers had a nice game the previous game, but it's going to be one of those things where if they win this series, it will be because of LeBron and Dwayne Wade. And if they lose this series, it will be because Dwayne Wade was bad. Yeah. Because LeBron's been good every game. Kill him all you want for passing right. shots away, yeah. this and that. But that's ridiculous stuff, in my opinion. Because if he gets you there, and the reason why you're there is because of that player, you can't kill him for these last shot non-heroics or whatever you want to say. Look, the bottom line is LeBron's the best player in basketball. They're not going to win or lose these games because of LeBron. Unless LeBron has a miserable game. But if that happens, they're getting blown out anyway, and we're not even talking about the last shot stuff. So, you know, that's my thoughts on that. And then it looks like the Lakers are about as good as done.
Yeah, they had to win last night. Saturday night, the Clippers are done. They had to.
The Clippers are done. And the Sixers Celtics series nobody cares about.
Well,
that's pretty much. You know, we're all.
It's funny. Philadelphia Boston is a more interesting matchup in every other sport except basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patriots Eagles, Bruins Flyers, even Phillies Red Sox would be great stuff to watch. Except for basketball, Celtics Sixers is just not compelling.
Boring basketball.
Well, I think whoever wins the Heat Pacers series is going to the finals because
Can you not see how bad the Pacers want to win these games?
Yeah.
This is good because people need to see this Pacers team because they're actually good mm-hmm. and they have good players like Roy Hibbert and Danny Granger.
They have an energy that, look, I know the Celtics always rise to the occasion when people doubt them because of their age and how tired they're going to be. But we're talking semifinals now, and the energy that Indiana is going to have if they make it past this series with the Heat is I don't know how Boston's going to handle that, and if it's the Sixers, Indiana's just better.
I think the Heat know. I mean, the Heat, but the Pacers know if they can get out of this series, they have a legit shot at getting to the finals,
and that would
be nuts.
Yeah. Well, here's something I thought about this weekend: the NBA Finals. Realistically, I mean, we're not close to having the NBA Finals set yet, but it's not all that unlikely that the NBA Finals could be between Indiana and Oklahoma. And the NHL Stanley Cup Finals could be between, which they probably will be, LA and New York. So what I want to know is the NBA still going to win the ratings between the finals if it's Indiana-Oklahoma?
Yeah, because more people like the NBA. That's a no-brainer. That's just stupid. Like, and if Adam was here, Adam would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Some Canadian bullcrap. But look, the bottom line is more people just like the NBA, so they're going to watch the NBA Finals. It'll be on ABC. People will be watching it. You know,
well, look, I mean, I don't think Stern...
The finals are on ABC Sports on a weekdays. The only time that they're on NBC is if it's like the middle of a Saturday and they would normally be showing like reruns of like Hope and Faith or something like that. Yeah. And instead Law and Order, and they show like a Stanley Cup Finals game. They're like, this has to get better ratings than that.
Yeah, I don't think Stern wants Indiana-Oklahoma, but...
He doesn't care. But, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I think that he'd rather have Lakers-Celtics again or something, or Lakers-Heat
if he secretly thinks to himself, I'd rather have Lakers-Celtics, look, he's been spoiled with a lot of that, okay? He's had a lot of that. And Heat-Dallas last year, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that he would relish the idea of some of these stars that are not on these East or West Coast teams to get some share of the spotlight, because that can only do wonders for ratings.
I'll say this
next year.
Yeah, even if the ratings for the final, if it was Indiana Oklahoma, even if the ratings for the finals were like, you know, just a tiny bit lower than last year, the crowd atmosphere in Indianapolis and Oklahoma City is incredible.
Look,
I mean, both of those arenas look great for these playoff games. So that's fun to watch.
I mean, I kind of think this about basketball. I kind of think basketball bucks the trend a little bit of the, you know, like I've said it before, and a lot of people, you know, do the debate on whether or not we want underdogs to win or we like the front runner. And most sports, you pretty much want the best teams to you want to see the best
well,
teams.
You said it about hockey. You said you don't want to see up and comers.
You know, baseball is the same way. Like, I didn't really love the whole Cardinals Rangers thing last year.
Well, I mean, you know, the Cardinals are our traditional franchise, and then, you know, the Rangers are a top five market.
Yeah, but the Cardinals last year were like under 500 or something. So, I mean, like, that's just crap. You know, look, and that's a problem that baseball has. And football, see, the reason why it doesn't matter in football who plays in the Super Bowl.
Because it's the NFL.
Because it's the Super Bowl. It's an event.
Yeah, it
doesn't matter. I think that the NBA is similar to football in that the games are short. It's not like you have to watch these 7-game-long baseball games. Nobody gives a crap. You know, it's this thing where you watch these basketball games, and it's so tense the whole time because every basket matters, especially at the end. I really think that people would tune in to watch OKC, Indiana, just as if the Heat made it or LA or Boston.
Was it Philadelphia and Tampa in the World Series?
Nobody watched it.
In 08? And wasn't that the World Series where they had the game that got stopped because of rain, like in the 7th inning?
Yeah.
And Selig was like, all right, we're stopping the game. It's a World Series. And then the next night, they played like 3 innings?
Yeah,
it was that, and I heard a lot of people saying, "Look, if you don't feel like you can, if you don't watch the World Series because you don't feel like you can sit through 9 innings of baseball, this is you right here, man. Prime time, 3 innings. Split, check it out.
Split that crap up,
Someone's going up in the series tonight with a 3-inning game in prime time. So check it out. So, all right. Well, speaking of prime time, Tully's looking pretty flashy, and he's going to be joining us soon, and we're going to talk about.
We don't want to. Promise that because
no.
He just may not even come.
No, he will. He will. He's I've just been notified via the magic of cellular telephones.
Is he finishing that, up his
they're having dessert. They're having dessert. So he will be coming here soon. And we're gonna talk about
when you go out to eat, do you get dessert?
Like, it depends.
What percentage of the time do you get dessert?
Like 20%.
Like,
are you with
20%?
Me on that one?
I'm like more like in the range of 0%. I never do it. Like, I just never do it.
So when the waiter comes back and says, did you save room for dessert? You're like, shut up.
I'm like, get the hell out of here. No, I'm not going to buy a $5 piece of cheesecake so you can get a better tip. I'm
$5? That'd be a bargain in a lot of these places.
Well, yeah, wherever Adam is, that's $5. Make that $15.
We're going to talk with Adam about what the appropriate way is to dress at a lot of different sporting events.
Yeah.
That's next in the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at @BackseatZach or at @BackseatJ.
That is on Twitter at @BackseatZach and @Backseat... Nope. It's at James Troiano. James T-R-O-I-A-N-O.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I like it.
Do you,
hey, rest in peace, Barry Gibb. What are you doing?
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
You know what that looked like?
What did it look like? Okay. James is making an inappropriate gesture.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Just all right.
We've turned on the mics in this studio to... discuss a pressing topic in the world of sports. What is and isn't appropriate for you to wear to a sporting event? Now, that can vary for sport, but James, we were discussing this on the way down. And personally, I think it's never appropriate to wear red khakis, a dress shirt, a tie, and sandals, and maybe some croquis too, to a football game. Your opinion on that?
Look.
Hold on. I just.
I know
just,
it.
Stop beating around the bush.
I knew
just it. Say it. Just say it.
Look, just say what?
Just say you don't like Georgia Bulldogs because you're a Florida Gator.
Well, totally.
No,
don't.
Not,
let
look,
me,
no,
let
right,
me, let me
on,
be the
well,
first
well,
one to
well,
inform you that they're not the only ones that do that.
We can, oh, no, it's very well,
look, we can
SEC
preface
except
this
for Florida.
I'd be happy to preface this with, yeah, all Georgia fans do this, and we're right. We're like, you know, an hour from UGA.
Yes.
And I think it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
When your guy fans come to the game wearing formal attire, I think that is just, what are you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wear a jersey, wear a shirt.
A shirt.
Get a t-shirt from Walmart. Yeah. Put get a Sharpie, a red Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
Write "Go Dogs" if you can't afford it.
Make sure you spell it D-A-W.
Okay, whatever. Okay,
if you're on the cheap. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, James,
goodness.
It's a traditional thing. I understand.
What's traditional? I want to know what's.
Wrong.
Hold on. Huh? You do this.
I don't.
I don't have red pants.
My khakis are the color khaki.
We're Facebook friends.
We are.
And we're friends in real life too. I see what you wear to UGA games. Yeah. I see it.
Yeah, the
Zach's.
I wear black polo.
Yeah,
whoa.
No, that's still too much. That's still too much.
Why do you dress the same colors? When you go to UGA games and you sit in the student section, why do you dress like you are taking a business client to a Falcons game? Like that's what he does. He wears shorts and khakis and a polo.
If you've got a suite to take a client to at a Falcons game or something like that.
That's how you dress.
Yeah.
I'm wearing pretty much what you're wearing now, except the top of your shirt has a collar on it. That's exactly what I'm wearing.
Oh my God. That's like saying right now you're wearing a t-shirt, but it's got a collar on it.
Well, that's what I'm wearing though. Wait. Explain to me how wearing shorts and a polo
is traditional.
Let's make sure that you have a chance to defend yourself. You did say a moment ago that it was traditional.
No, it's very Southern, it's very proper Southern thing to do. Because if you look at all the schools that do it, it's all like the very like, you know, Humphrey Bogart, very Southern proper. Ole Miss.
I don't know what's Southern about a guy who starred. I don't know what's Southern about a guy who starred in a film that took place in Morocco. So
well, that's right, I guess.
That was a little weird there. I think he meant Clark Gable. Clark Gable.
Thank you.
Let's get him on the right track here. Clark Gable. James is
all right. Well, you're totally making an argument, and Zach helping totally make his argument. What are you, his lawyer over here?
He's like,
Your Honor, he meant Clark Gable. Sorry.
What is it? In Ole Miss, they have chandeliers in the tents.
That's dumb.
I'm just saying, I don't know. This is like very Southern proper.
This, to me, being from the North, is like the freaking Twilight Zone, man. Like, you go to a game and you're like, why are all these people wearing ties and like sipping mimosas?
It's a Southern thing.
They're supposed to be.
No.
Yes.
It's. But then why don't they do it at other schools?
I would like to have my wife come in here. And she would break it down.
I love that.
Because my wife wears the dress and all that good stuff.
What's having your wife come in here going to do?
No, because that's
who says, like, you know what, you guys are dicks. I'm gonna have my wife come in here and sort you out. like what?
She's got my back. No, because it's a tradition thing, and especially fraternity.
No, you keep saying that. You keep saying that. But this is a football game. It's not a tradition to dress that way at a football game.
Is it something where they go like?
I'm trying to make sure he doesn't say something obscene. He's trying to make sure he doesn't say something obscene.
I'm trying to picture these conversations like, guys, you just joined Sigma Kappa Phi Alpha Sigma. I know you want to wear your UGA t-shirt to the game, but you can't. You have to wear that button up and tie. You
can't.
You just can't.
It is, dude.
Because that's what we do. Because we're a frat and we're UGA.
I want a good reason, though.
I want a good reason.
That's a good question. If one of the frat or sorority members who was expected to dress that way at a game did not dress that way and wore, like, you know, a t-shirt and shorts, what would happen?
Hazing.
Are you serious?
No, I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Oh, no, I thought, you know all about Southern tradition being from Canada, so I thought you would know the answer to that question, too.
You're born right. Okay, listen.
First of all, hello. Why are we asking you? Because you like had a 4-year research mission being as close to frats and sororities as anybody I know.
My sister is a senior there now. My wife graduated from there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been there in the environment. Yeah, and that's just how it is. And it mainly is the Greek community that does that.
So,
which is very big at UGA, and a lot of the Southern schools.
But it's really more than just that. I mean, there's more girls wearing dresses and pearls to Georgia games than just the sorority sisters, and there's more guys, you know, doing it. It's more the girls.
I mean,
the girls,
you got the good old boys, the guy who paints the logo on top of his head.
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, that's that guy that's always in the front row. But
right. What about this? What about what about a shirt and tie and sandals?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
What about
that's again what I wore? I've never worn a tie.
Oh, well, that's what we said. If you wear a tie with sandals.
Explain that.
I can't. Is that tradition? I can't. I don't know what that is.
That's a good question. Is that tradition to show up at a dinner party with your tie and sandals? No. You said here's why.
All right.
I had a problem with the tradition comment. Because they've only been doing that. Even the frats and sororities, they've only been doing that at football games for not a long time. I mean, like,
I watch ESPN, right, and they show the student section.
Right, right.
And I see
during a game.
And I see four guys wearing shirts and ties. I'm like, there's four D-bags.
Those are probably fraternity guys.
Now, Tully, this only happens in a large presence, in a broad sense, at four schools. Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, and Ole Miss.
And what region of the U.S. would those schools be located in?
Now, what region of the U.S. would Tennessee, Kentucky, LSU, Florida, South Carolina, and Mississippi State be located in?
I can actually
technically, geographically, that is South.
I did some research on this, actually.
No, I did some research on this.
You know how we have the proverbial Bible Belt here, right?
Right.
We actually have this thing. We have this thing called the D-bag Belt too, and it just so happens that those four schools just run right through.
He had me hooked. I thought it was actually going to be.
Yeah, you know what? It must be I-20. If you run along I-20 somehow or nearby it, somehow the D-bag juice gets on.
Okay, here's I guess another explanation to try to explain this. If you go to If you go to a church, if you go to a church in the South, typically the older men will probably be wearing something like a seersucker, bow ties, something like that, because it is. Dude, you've grown up here.
No,
you have grown up here.
Did you hear that? Listen, if you've noticed, people will dress up at church.
You just said seersucker on the podcast.
If you've noticed, people dress up for church. That means it's tradition to dress up at football games.
it's very Southern. They don't wear seersucker suits.
You said it's very Southern. Dude. You're making it sound like people wear their pajamas to church in the up north. James, do they wear pajamas to church?
What do you want? I don't know what to tell you.
I can appreciate you trying to argue this.
I don't even know why I'm arguing this because I don't dress that way. I'm just telling you what I saw.
I'm just telling you what I saw. You have dressed that way.
I have not. Oh my God. Really? Yeah,
it's okay. Own it.
I will not own it.
Own it.
I will not own it.
Own it.
I've never worn
a
tie to a football game.
You know, and this just reminds me, like you just said, college football may be, at least as far as like American networks go, it may be the sport where they show the most shots of the fans. You know, they show like the student section, they show the fans like a lot at college football games. And when I'm watching games, you know, there's this like, it's almost like sacrilegious to say in the college football community nationwide that there is a group of students hotter than SEC girls. And I gotta disagree.
What?
The Pac-12 girls?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Not at USC, UCLA.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah. No, and they wear their tattered-up T-shirts and their tank tops and all that kind of stuff. And their little, like Trojan girl outfits.
While we're talking about fans...
In Oregon?
Let's talk about New Jersey Devils fans.
Oh, okay. Well, Tully and I saw a lot of them when we went down to Tampa for the... Thrashers Lightning game a few years ago. We were in Clearwater and we saw several Devils fans down there on spring break. Young Devils fans.
Look, a lot of people watch the Jersey Shore, and if you don't,
that's what we mean.
Apparently, actually, every woman looks like they're on the Jersey Shore in Jersey. Like I remember watching the Philly series, and every time they flashed to the Flyers bench, there was these two women that sat behind there, and I was like,
it's either that or Carl from Aquatine. That's pretty much it. One of the two.
So a few of them a few of them have invaded Philly too. I mean, it's not that far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's tough, man.
It's just
you've seen the episode of It's Always Sunny where they go to the Jersey Shore, right? Classic.
Yeah.
Classic. So there you go. FX, you're welcome. everybody go ahead and watch that episode. Anyway, I think James and I stand in winning agreement.
Well, I guess so, because there's only three of us.
This is not it.
I'm just regurgitating what I saw.
You sure are.
What I've seen over the course of many years. It is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you. What do you want?
It's just
when you're tailgating with these guys,
right?
What are you guys talking about? Are you like, wow, man, those are some nice Sperry's?
Lots of Sperry's, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys like? Are you guys like? Wow, we look awesome.
I don't mind Sperry's. I just wouldn't wear
it
in a football
game. We're so unique.
I don't. We want me to,
we're doing this.
I haven't been to a college football game in like 3-4 years.
We're doing this.
Yeah, like we are in a frat.
Lots of cornhole.
But you know, it is a cycle of torture. Because by the time these guys and girls are seniors and they're being big bros and big sisses to the freshmen,
sure.
There's no way that they're going to allow those freshmen to wear comfortable, sensible, breathable clothing if they weren't able to the whole 4 years that they were there. And so it's just this cycle that's never going to end because no one's going to take it easy on the new students. They're going to say, look, you right now need to go spend more money on your outfit than you ever will on your season ticket plan. And it's a cycle that will probably never be broken.
I appreciate you trying to
defend them.
Go ahead and defend this. Like we,
you were, I don't even want to call it that. I'm just letting you know.
You did well. You did well.
I'm just letting you know.
Look,
golf clubs are taller.
You know I'll clap for myself because I don't wear that stuff because today I'm wearing the suit here. I just came from a graduation here.
We kind of walked you into a trap. Yeah.
I don't like wearing suits when it's hot. Not cool. Don't like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not for that. So that's why I never wore that stuff when I went to Georgia games.
Mm.
I wore polo. Polo's not that bad. Team colors. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, team colors. Yeah.
What about like a UGA Bulldogs t-shirt?
I don't have one.
That's just too much for the frat boys.
I don't have one of those.
Tully does own a UGA hat.
You don't own a UGA.
I do have a UGA
hat. It's a hat.
Does your wife? Does your wife own any UGA gear?
Yeah, but she rarely wears it.
No, that's right.
Anyways, I have the dress,
and it doesn't moving on
in this conversation, I do have, it's actually interesting, I was looking at it today, I guess you can call him a friend of our show, Puck Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then he has a segment called Jersey Fouls.
He does, yeah, I've seen that.
It doesn't matter what sport it is,
It's usually about customized names on the back that are
You can't put Buttercup on the back of your jersey. No. I don't care if that's your last name. It doesn't work like that. And you can't like mix jerseys like the home anyway. Yeah, you can't do that either.
Tell you what though, Tully. I'd rather wear a Gwinnett Gladiators Buttercup hockey jersey to a Georgia Bulldogs game than wear a tie and sandals. So
You know what I want to get for Adam?
Uh-oh.
I don't know where I could have this made. You know how they have like the like a house divided like UGA and Georgia Tech license plates?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah,
I
want to
get a man divided gay and straight for Adam's car.
What made you think
of that? Oh, no, I was just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about it. All right. Well, again, if you have opinions on what's appropriate and what's excessive to wear to a sporting event, because we you know things are different, culturally different all around the map. And look, in Europe, if you're not wearing the soccer jersey when you come to the game,
or at least a scarf.
Yeah, if you're not wearing the jersey or a scarf, and that even goes for Canadian hockey teams. Also, everybody is wearing the jersey.
Hmm.
I mean, Calgary games. Whoa. Everyone's wearing the jersey.
Lots of red.
So you know it's culturally different. Let us know what you think on Twitter at BackseatZach and at James Troiano, TROIANO, and email us at backseatsports@gmail.com. We got Hottie and Audie coming up next on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is on Twitter at backseatzach and James Troiano.
TROIANO.
This is Hottie and Naughty, who had a good week and who had a bad week. First Hottie of the week, James is Usain Bolt, as we all know, the fastest guy in the world. I think he is of Jamaican nationality. Can't really remember. He's broken up with his girlfriend. Gorgeous lady. Says, need to focus on the Olympics. See ya. So he's got his priorities straight and just sent her packing because he's got to get busy with work.
Look, studies show that this works. If you look at some of the better athletes of our time here, they're single guys.
Right.
I mean, look at Derek Jeter.
It's true.
Yeah.
And look at Chipper Jones. He acted like he was single. The whole time. Hey, well, you know, so maybe there's something to it. You know, I remember Chris Leak, Florida Gator quarterback from 03 to 06, said in his freshman year, I don't think he realized what he was getting into, told the students and the fans, I'm not going to get into a relationship until we've won a national title. Well, Chris, most players don't win a national title, and little did he know it would take him until his senior year. So,
it's not like I'm not going to get laid until I win a national title. He was just like, look, I'm not going to.
That's what Tim Tebow said. Yeah.
Tim Tebow's like, I'm not going to get laid until... We're still waiting. We're actually still waiting.
Chris Leak said that he wasn't going to have a girlfriend, and then he won the title after he had graduated, I guess. So, well, that's the way that works out.
Sorry, bro.
Our first naughty of the week is Mike Francesa, or Francesa, not really sure which one. He's from WFAN in New York, a sports radio host. Now, Mike is unfamiliar with the advantages of social media because he said this past week, he was talking about Twitter, which we love. At Backseat Zach and at James Troiano. He said, there's a lot of changes, all right? We understand that the fact that broadcasters, media people, and athletes are allowed to tweet, which should be against the law, is a big change, all right? It should be against the law because nobody needs to hear from me or any one of them, including me, because you're never going to catch me tweeting. It'll never happen. I promise you, never.
All right. I don't understand what the... Mr. Poopy Pants is with Twitter here. Like, what's the matter with Twitter? Like, what did Twitter do to you?
Someone has convinced him that Twitter means something that it doesn't.
First of all, Twitter's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome.
It is.
And it's a great way for famous personalities to connect with people. Now, I think that Twitter can also be used in, like, strange ways.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, definitely.
You hear, like, some celebrities... Like, they have their PR department.
They're not really
handle
tweeting.
Their Twitter, right? Or advertising.
And that's usually the case with, like, politicians and people like that.
But this guy is a sports, I guess, what is he?
He's a sports radio host.
A sports radio host. So, athletes, they all handle their own Twitter. And they do. I think most athletes, for their part, do a great job with it. Sometimes you get those weird slip-ups or...
And most the people that just use Twitter like crazy are people who are like sports writers.
Yeah.
Because they want to remind you that they have the inside track, and so when they're in the press box and they're in the locker room, man, they love to tweet and tell you stuff you don't know yet.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Twitter is being able, if I hear a rumor, you can just go and see most recent tweets.
Yeah.
And you can see how credible that rumor is.
Yeah. It breaks
in a
news
second.
For you. It breaks. Yeah. It's great. It breaks news for you. This guy, get out of here.
Yeah. Our second hottie of the week is managerial honesty, because this past week, Nationals manager Davey Johnson straight up was real honest with the reporters, because Steven Strasburg came out of the game, and Strasburg's start was a little bit awkward earlier this week, and he said, well, he had some icy hot or something like it in a place where you wouldn't really want it, something along those lines. And so if I was Strasburg, I would have appreciated it if my boss had just said, oh, well, you know, his arm was hurting him a little bit.
Yeah, and Strasburg was not happy with that, those comments. But this,
yeah, he's putting his stuff out there, man. Look, it's not fair.
If you want to explain to me, someone wants to explain to me how sweat is responsible for the migrating of Icy Hot from one's shoulder down to their the private area.
And you said John Kruk, a famous Philly.
John Kruk had another take. He thought that
it was a prank.
It was a prank, maybe, from his teammates, and it didn't get down there by accident, which is probably more like it. Why you would do that before the man's pitching start, where your team has a win or loss on the line, is beyond me. But
rather stupid. Yeah, if it was a prank. Our next naughty of the week is NBC Los Angeles. Now, James, here's the funny thing. We've already had a naughty very similar to this a few weeks ago, and it was NBC Miami when they used the FIU Panthers logo instead of the Florida Panthers logo. Now, this past week, NBC Los Angeles, and it's funny. It's ironic that these NBC local stations, which are affiliates of the NBC network that carries the Stanley Cup Finals, can't get this right. NBC LA, you know, they were talking about how busy the Staples Center has been, Lakers, Clippers, and Kings.
Yeah.
So they put up the logos up, and it was Lakers, Clippers, and then they used the Sacramento Kings logo. Now, this is even worse than the FIU logo, because the logo for the Kings says the name Sacramento in it. It's on the logo. Like, they put it up on the screen, and it says Sacramento on it. That's awful.
I mean, it's...
Someone got fired over that. No one got fired over that.
It's hockey, so nobody gets fired over anything when it comes to hockey. Yeah. They're like, oh, crap, the Kings are in the playoffs. We have to run a story about them. Just put something up there. Oh, we have stuff for Sacramento. All right, it's the Kings.
The Sacramento Queens. Y'all remember that quote. Our last hottie of the week is Jay Farrow from Saturday Night Live. Now, he's known for fantastic impressions. He did this one of Stephen A. Smith, an ESPN NBA analyst. And it was pretty. And we all know Stephen A. Smith loves to talk about how close he is athletes and
by
coaches.
By the way, Stephen A. Smith is not just an NBA analyst. He is a jack of all trades for ESPN.
Oh. I did not know that.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, thank you for correcting.
Give him as due.
Thank you for correcting me. Let's go ahead
from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Then.
Let's go ahead and grab the from the SNL Jay Farrow.
This is about LeBron James. LeBron, I know you're listening.
No, he's not listening.
LeBron, I know you're watching right now when you're hanging on every word.
Not true.
LeBron, this is your team. Don't make that face, LeBron. Don't look at me like that.
You're looking at a camera.
Seth! I'm trying to talk to my friend LeBron James. LeBron James has made love to both my wife and my dear mother. LeBron James and I have gone to the same hairline doctor for the past 10 years.
Hairline doctor?
You can't neglect your hairline's health, brother.
All right.
Now listen to me, LeBron. LeBron, under no circumstance will you allow any teammates to be within 100 feet of the ball.
LeBron can't hear you.
Brother, I know this isn't easy, but in the last 2 minutes, you need to beat a man. You need to go out there with no teammates, no basketball, and no clothes.
Jay Farrow really nailing that one. And Stephen A. does like to talk about how close he is. And so that was a good, accurate representation. I remember they let him cover the Knicks series in the first round against the Heat. And Stephen A. was borderline just a fan in his coverage of that Knicks series. And wouldn't you know it? Adam Tully just arrived in the studio wearing just melt-worthy clothes. I mean, he looks like Daniel Craig in Quantum of Solace.
This must have been what Mitt Romney looked like when he was 26, 27 is this guy.
Except Mitt Romney's a citizen.
They have the same hair. Ouch. Is he?
Yeah, we'll go through that again. That was Hadi Anadi. That's the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati. And through the magic of podcasting, this is the end of the show, even though Tully just walked in, if you get my drift. That's the Backseat Sports Podcast. Zach Diodati, James Troiano, Adam Tully. We will see you next week.